1000, or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Christian teaching and talk. This is 91.7 FM, The Truth.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board, join in the dialogue and discussion that we have right here. Let's Face the Issues each and every day. And lest I forget it, and oftentimes I do, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. The issue today is an issue that I believe every Christian, every conservative, every patriot, every American needs to hear and heed. Is it God or government that gives us our rights? I believe that's a fundamental question. And I believe the way you answer that question will make the difference in how we view what is taking place in America today. We need to ask the question, who gave us, who has given us our rights, our liberties, our freedoms? Oh, some say, well, it's in our Bill of Rights, yes. Where did that come from? Our founding fathers? Did our founding fathers give us our rights? Did our written document called the Bill of Rights give us our rights? Did that come through the hands of the government? Where did we get our rights? Ladies and gentlemen, the latest news, the news that most Marxist media has not covered, is that YouTube just settled a lawsuit by President Donald J. Trump for canceling his the President Trump or Trump 1 at the time, and Trump 45 at the time he was president, where YouTube canceled his account. In fact, Twitter did and several others, and one by one, President Trump is going back and righting the wrong. But YouTube just settled, agreed to settle, for $25 million. Now, it's not going in the purse of President Trump. Here's the laughable part for me. The $25 million, or it's actually $24.5-something-something, I'm rounding it out, calling it $25 million, is going into the account to build the ballroom at the White House. It's not going to ingratiate Trump. It's not going to enrich him any further than he already is. But it's $25 million, and it's a benchmark. How many of the secular media, how many of the socialist Marxist media have you heard announcing that YouTube is going to pay President Trump $25 million? Ladies and gentlemen, it's because the YouTube scenario quelched, that is, canceled, closed down the liberties, the freedom of speech for President Trump. And by the way, just as a fast forward, we'll cover it further in this broadcast. Millions of Americans, conservatives, patriots, and yes, Christians, had their accounts canceled, closed, shut down. Some bank accounts were debanked. Some social media accounts were canceled. And multitudes of the social media / Facebook, you were put in Facebook jail as a result of saying the wrong thing at the wrong time. So what were some of those things that we were saying then? What were some of those things that was being done in relationship to quelching canceling our rights of freedom of speech? Ladies and gentlemen, our freedom of speech is codified in the Bill of Rights. But listen, these liberties did not originate with our founding fathers. They did not originate with our government officials, but with God himself. How do we know that? But ladies and gentlemen, it's very important. Let me just kick off the broadcast today by going back to our Declaration of Independence. And I'm not going to quote it all, but just a portion of it. When in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station of which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them. Notice now, the laws of nature and nature's God entitle them. A decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare then the cause which impelled them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. Hear me. That among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. So our rights, our liberties, our freedoms, our constitutional liberties we found with the 27 amendments called the Bill of Rights, our rights of free speech, our rights of religious liberty, our rights to keep and bear arms, ladies and gentlemen, we had these rights given to us by Holy God, not by a governmental official, not by the mayor of Dearborn, Michigan, not by the Marxist media, not by any of those that are moving in to control our free speech even today, as President Trump increases the attempt to make everything right and to remove the barriers that's been in place under the Biden and Obama administration. The more we see that, the more intensely we're seeing the demonic delusion and the Marxist media and the Socialist Communist Democratic Party trying to undermine, tear down, and destroy it. Ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, let me remind you that we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. I call it the truth book. John 8:31-32, Jesus says, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. John 17:17 makes a declaratory statement about the word of God. Thy word is truth. Psalms 117:2 says, the truth of the Lord endures forever. And I'm thankful. In fact, I said recently to one of our sons, if I didn't believe that God's on the throne, if I didn't believe that God is in control, if I didn't believe that God has the whole world in his hand, I wouldn't want to get up of a morning. But ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize that God is in control, that God is all-powerful, that God is all-seeing. And what we see today taking place in the Marxist media, by the way, just a little tidbit of side issue. I believe that we will have a government shutdown tonight at midnight. I believe that the Democrats are going to regret the day that they refused to negotiate and have a continuing resolution, because President Trump has already said the very things that the Democrats have their eyes set on as far as the spending, he's going to stop it during the shutdown. And by the way, perhaps you've not heard, and the broadcast is not about that issue today, but I must touch on it. The Democrats wanted to, in order to sign off on a continuing resolution, they wanted to add $1 trillion, $1 trillion, not a million, not a billion, but $1 trillion of spending to the budget. They wanted to inculcate in the CR, the continuing resolution, that the what was called the Obamacare insurance program would be expanded to cover every illegal invader in America with full medical coverage. And the Republicans, to their credit, said, no, we're not doing it. So that's the standoff. That's the blockade. That's the reason tonight at midnight, in my most humble opinion, we will witness a government shutdown. And I believe it will absolutely inure to the benefit and the betterment of the Republicans, though the Marxist media is going to blame them. but I believe it's going to inure to the benefit and the blessing for the nation to see things that the Democrats have been trying to do will come to full clarity as they witness Trump's response. So, ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, let me remind you that we face the issues not based on denominational dogma, not based on philosophical rhetoric, not based on political divisiveness, but based on the authority of the Word of God. Yeah, however, it was the secularist George Orwell that said, the further society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we see that to be factually true even today. But ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't make any difference what part of the nation you're from. Doesn't make any difference if you're from the left coast or the right coast. Doesn't make any difference of the age differentiation. Doesn't make any difference of your denominational prowess and the ability or your party that you defend and vote for. Truth still matters. And may I say to you, it was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that said America's decline is based on the death of truth. Hear me. Hear what he said. That the decline in America is because we no longer adhere to truth. That's the major problem. So you might ask the question, what is truth? Webster's Dictionary says, truth says it's the body of real things, real events, real facts, actualities, and the state of being the case, in fact, true. Yet we find those that want to deviate from it. And I've simply said for many, many years, a half-truth is a whole lie. You can't spin a half-truth and make it a whole truth. It is a half-truth as a whole lie. And yet, one writer said Western society will be destroyed without the commitment to truth. And we're finding truth being a divisive thing today, an elusive thing today, rather than it being a matter of what we believe, what we say, and what we do, following the line of truth. I go back to quote by the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. That's my challenge each and every day on this broadcast. That as Christians, we seek the truth, listen to it, learn it, love it, live it, tell it, and be willing to defend it, even to death. Charlie Kirk did that. I'm not deifying Charlie Kirk. I'm not putting Charlie Kirk on walking on water with a halo in his head. But that's what he did. He defended truth even to death. And I believe, ladies and gentlemen, if we are honest with ourselves and if we look at what is really taking place in America today and we understand the two factors, and we'll talk about those, the two factors that's at play, and that is the Christians, conservatives, and the patriots, we're in a squeeze play between the Marxist-Communist agenda and Islamic's agenda in America. And now, that's being played out not just in America but around the globe today. And we're going to look at the potential and the problems in those two areas. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment. And Tools for Time has the full line of Honda generators with a knowledgeable staff, ladies and gentlemen, that can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. You say, how do I find that? It's right in the midst of the heart of the Mandarin area. It's right at the intersection of I-295 Beltway and Old St. Augustine Road. There's an identifier, a benchmark. On the campus of Tools for Time is a 165-foot flagpole. Atop that flagpole flies the U.S. flag, Old Glory. Find that flag in the flagpole, the base of the flagpole, ladies and gentlemen. You'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. That telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. So, ladies and gentlemen, the question is it God or government that gives us our rights? What say you? if the government comes in and any element of government says that, oh, no longer can you talk about this, no longer can you talk about that, or to start to dissecting, bifurcating what is truth and what is free speech. We're saying this is hate speech. This is some kind of radical speech. This is et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. No such thing. Speech is speech. Free speech is free speech. Now, there's a lot of speech that might go forth that I don't like, that I reject, that is not in my wheelhouse, if you please, of what I would adhere to. But it's individual's freedom and liberty to say what he wants to say. I've driven through cities across America and see signs in yards and on billboards that were offensive to me. But it was their liberty, their freedom of speech, to say those things. But we're living in an era today when more and more we're seeing the doors being closed on free speech. What we went through during the COVID, the plandemic, where disinformation and misinformation was the terminology being used by the Biden administration. The Biden administration had, in fact, directed the DHS, Department of Homeland Security, to start cracking down on every account, every social media account, to determine if we were obeying the demands of the autopen Biden administration. It was the move to literally make every citizen bow to the government and say, Mr. Government, may I talk? May I please say this? May I talk about these issues or the other issues? Ladies and gentlemen, it's Hillary Clinton that's coming out of the woodwork now. And Hillary Clinton, they made a statement recently that should shock us all. Hillary Clinton says, Hillary Clinton blames white Christian men for damaging America. And it goes on to talk about in the article about Hillary Clinton and her background of losing two battles for the White House, one to Obama and one to Trump. It says here, and talking about Clinton and her aspirations for what America should be like, it says, except those white men, white Christian men, and the idea that you could turn back the clock and try to recreate a world that never was dominated by, you know, let's say white men. Certain persuasion of those, certain religions, a certain point of view, a certain ideology is just doing such damage to what we should be aiming for. She claimed we're on the path toward destruction because of Christian white men. Ladies and gentlemen, why is that so? Because what is taking place in relationship to the Christians, finally, multitudes, not all, multitude finally waking up, standing up, speaking up, and defending our liberties that are God-given liberties. The Bible is very, very clear, ladies and gentlemen, where Jesus said in John chapter 15, verse 18 and following, where Jesus reminds us that the world hated him. And if the world hated him, it's going to hate us. If he was persecuted, he said, the world's going to persecute us also. That's the mandate, the mantra, the mindset, coming from the Lord Jesus Christ. And so what we're seeing today is the fulfillment of what the Lord Jesus said would be the truth of how the world would hate and persecute Christians. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. I believe Kenneth is on the line. Kenneth, go with your question to comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood.
Yes.
You are dead on point, and I don't know if this is true or not, but I know the Democrats said that, I believe they said that if we just support the illegal aliens, they have better benefits than we do, and they get $1,500 a month. I don't get $1,500 a month. I worked to put stuff in the Social Security. I worked for what I had. Like you said, I'm less than 100 years old. But I tell you what, if people really look at the Democratic Party, they should wake up, open their eyes, and see what these people are trying to do with us.
Well, Kenneth, one of the things I've said for many, many, many years now, and more intensely I've spoken on the issue, I believe it's an impossibility, hear me, an impossibility for a Democrat to be a true American. Secondly, I believe it's an impossibility for a Democrat to be a Christian. It's an impossibility. The leadership role in the Democratic Party is everything that is antithetical to liberty, to freedom, to constitutionality, to the constitutional republic, everything that is antithetical to the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God, the truth book. They stand against it. And I am concerned when we see, by the way, you heard me say a moment ago, the major divisiveness in the House right now between the Democrats and the Republicans. In fact, everybody's gone home. I don't think there's anybody in Washington now, maybe a handful, but you will not find anything but government shutdown, in my most humble opinion. And tomorrow morning I may be saying, hey, that happened even though I thought it wouldn't. But I believe we're going to have government shutdown. And the roadblock was that the Democrats wanted to add $1 trillion to the budget. $1 trillion of money that we don't have. Secondly, they wanted to make sure that the Obamacare insurance program, medical insurance program, would cover every illegal alien that's in America. Once they could capture that, and they thought that they had the Republicans in a trap, that if you don't do it, then the Republicans would be blamed for the shutdown. And you watch in the morning news on the Marxist media, after the government shut down tonight at midnight, the Marxist media is going to be touting the fact that it's because the Republicans would not come to the table. Hakeem Jeffers and Chuck Schumer are both saying, we tried to talk, we even talked with the president, and the Republicans just simply won't come to the table. That's an absolute lie that's being perpetrated by the Marxist media. And so I am thankful that at least the Republicans have grown a spine to a certain degree that's willing to say, okay, if you want to shut the government down, you do it. But President Trump's already said, you shut the government down, and I'm going to start shutting off paychecks to, he named a whole group of people that will no longer get a paycheck as long as the government is shut down. Hey, it's not going to stop. In fact, the media is going to say, well, people are going to die. They can't get insurance. They can't get medical care. They can't get food, clothing, and shelter. That's a lie. That's not going to happen. But I can tell you some of the fluff that gets a paycheck every month and some of the organizations that gets funded every month will be shut off. And I believe that's the only thing that's going to get the Democrats' attention, for them to come to the table and say, where's the document? Let's sign it. So it deserves our prayer, because one of the things that we're seeing today is a further and further erosion of our liberties, and it's as though the government gave it to us, so therefore the government can shut it down. And by the way, to tie up the loose end.
The government did not give it to us.
That's right. And it's the liberty that we have is given to us by God himself, codified in our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and the Declaration of Independence by our founding fathers. But it is something we need to recognize and hold it dear and treasure it, and it's that liberty. But what we have discovered recently, Kenneth, is the fact that all of these shutdowns of social media were directed right out of Obama's Oval Office, not Obama, Biden's Oval Office in the White House.
It was Obama
and Joe Biden, but Joe Biden carried it to the nth degree, and it was during COVID that Biden used it to shut people's mouths. You couldn't talk about the COVID origin. You couldn't talk about the COVID death jab. You couldn't talk about the theft of the 2020 election. All of that was considered no free speech. You could not talk about those things. And so it's just coming to light. Who was behind it? Why was it taking place? And just how deeply permeating of our liberties that the Democratic Party had gone in relationship to that. So, Kenneth, it demands our prayer. It demands it right now, that Christians understand the road that we're on. And we're going to talk about it in a moment, Kenneth, but we have two major factors that are coming together. It is the Islamic regime standing up, speaking up, and pushing, and it is the woke Marxist media and the Socialist Communist Party called the Democrats. It is the Marxism, socialism that's being pushed. The Christians, conservatives, and patriots, we're pressed in the center of that. And it's not going to be alleviating in the near future until Christians and conservatives recognize it and stand up and speak up. So, Kenneth, brother, thank you so much for your call. And God bless you as we
keep
looking up.
I tell you, if you're a Democrat, you're crazy.
I couldn't have said it more clearly myself. Kenneth, thank you so much. God bless you. Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Ladies and gentlemen, it's through the Biden era, the Biden administration, that all Christians, all conservatives and patriots were canceled, censored, because of what was designated as misinformation and disinformation. To be very, very clear, if we text, emailed, spoke, or placed anything on social media, anything about the 2020 election that was stolen, anything about the COVID virus and the origin in Wuhan, China, anything about the planned pandemic that took place, anything about the efficacy of the deadly COVID vax, that we were shut out, shut down, and censored by the Biden administration and the henchmen telling the social media platforms what they could and could not do. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we've discovered that all of social media, all of the companies, were operating under orders directly from the White House. One by one, Twitter, Facebook, Google, YouTube, all of them admitting that the squelching of the liberty was as a result of Sleepy Joe Autopen Biden directing that. Now listen very carefully. I believe that there are multitudes of other organizations, individuals, that need to file suit against the social media platforms, just as President Trump did against YouTube, with a $25 million settlement. And ladies and gentlemen, you've not heard that on social media. I mean, on the Marxist media. You've not heard the Marxist media talk about what the courts awarded Trump as a result of shutting his free speech down. In fact, the major thing that I've heard was, one of the MSNBC or one of the other Marxist media platforms said, was that Trump is going to give that money for the ballroom that's going to be built at the White House. Good for him. Good for him doing that. So is it government-endorsed, government-enforced, government-controlled free speech? Or is the free speech that we have today God-given free speech? Did you know, ladies and gentlemen, that in the UK, listen carefully, the United Kingdom, the UK, just had a court case with a man that had said something what the courts called disparaging against Islam in the UK. As a result of that, they have tried him, convicted him, and his sentence will be somewhere between 2 and 20 years. When I listened to the judge reading off the charges and what had happened, I am sitting there thinking, we're on the fast track for that in America. We're on the fast track with our liberties and our free speech being frozen in time past, and with the court system that is rapidly going to be placing American citizens in jeopardy if we stand against the Marxist media, the Socialist Communist Democratic Party, and anything that's called Islam. Ladies and gentlemen, because this man in the UK had been, as they called it, disparaging in his statements on social media. Today, ladies and gentlemen, London, England, is totally controlled city, controlled by Islamic jihadists. The government, ladies and gentlemen, in London have no say-so. It's a puppet government. By the way, the mayor of London just challenged President Trump openly, called President Trump Islamophobic and a racist. Now, why did he do that? It's because at the United Nations speech, President Trump talked about London, that is the UK, and most of Europe, that surrendered their borders with open borders, allowing the Islamic jihadists to come in and destroy their freedoms and their nation. As a result of that, the mayor of London is now standing up, challenging, chiding, calling President Trump names because President Trump has spoken the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, do you realize in London, England, some of the streets, you can't even read the street name. You can't pronounce the name of the street, Arabic names. Do you realize in London today that some of the London police officers have places in the city they cannot and will not go because of the Islamic control and the dangers in going there? Do you realize, ladies and gentlemen, today London, that is the UK in general, London in specific, and much of Europe is under the dominating thumb of Islam? We're going to talk about that in just a moment, right after the top of the hour news. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back, right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.